Pupils may complain about taking exams, but most teachers would say it is far worse to have to supervise candidates while they are writing their exam papers. You have to keep alert for 2 or sometimes even 3 hours. You are not allowed to read, use your laptop, or listen to a Walkman. All you can do is think. We asked an experienced teacher for his tips for new invigilators. So, David, what do you do while your students are taking their modern European history A-level?
Well, first of all, of course, there are a number of duties that you have to fulfil. You will undoubtedly be given a list of these. Make sure you read it carefully well in advance of the exam and tick things off as you do them. One thing that is not always on the list, but which you must do, is tell everyone to turn off their mobile phones before the exam starts. And turn your own off too, of course. Once the candidates have turned over their sheets and got started, what do you do? Well, of course, every now and then you have to walk up and down the gangways to check that there is no cheating going on. But you can't do this all the time, or it would be very distracting for the pupils. Do it more or less every 20 minutes. That should be enough to ensure that there is no foul play without interfering with the candidate's concentration. How you spend the rest of your time depends on whether you are a people or a words or a numbers person. If you are a people person, identify all the pupils that you know in the room. What do you recall about each person? Predict the future prospects for each of these. Will they be a nuclear physicist, a politician, or a criminal? Think up what you would say to a reporter interviewing each person's old-school teacher. If you are a words person, you could try writing a poem about the experience of being in the exam room. Don't get so engrossed in this that you forget to pay attention to your pupils, though. Alternatively, you could write an adventure story beginning with the words, "If I had not gone into teaching, I would have..." If numbers are more your thing, you can certainly while away a lot of time on some interesting calculations. You could try working out, for example, how many teaching days you have left until you retire. That might be a bit depressing, I suppose. You might prefer to think instead of the summer holidays, and to calculate how much money you will be earning on each of those days when you are reading the newspaper at home or lying on a beach in the sunshine. Activities like these will not only help to pass the time, but should also help you to stay alert enough to notice any suspicious behaviour.
If any of our listeners have suggestions for passing the time while invigilating, please text us on...